This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A conference has been organised in Harrogate to highlight what's being done to help people affected by dementia. It's bringing together those with the condition, their carers and health and social care professionals. Lisa Darville has been speaking to Mike Rudd, who's Head of Commissioning for Older People's Services.
We've run similar things in previous years and they've always been really for, I suppose, people like me, health and social care professionals, social workers, doctors. But this year we really wanted to try and do something a bit different. We're in the middle of refreshing our dementia strategy and we thought it was really important to actually get the people who understand what it's like to live with dementia and their carers in the room with us. So it's a 50-50 split between health and social care professionals and people living with dementia and their carers. We've got a series of really good speakers and some good sort of discussion workshops that we're hoping to really try and get to grips with some of the key issues that are coming out of our strategy consultation so far.
Yeah, what's the aim of the event? Is it for the council to learn more, to help sort of carers? What's some of the aims of doing this?
It's a combination, really. We're really keen to learn the nuts and bolts, really, of how people live with dementia, the challenges they face day to day, and what we can do as a county council, as a health service, and as a voluntary sector to try and support people better. We know the numbers of people with dementia are increasing all the time, and we know that we do dementia really well in North Yorkshire, but there's always things that we can do better. So it's trying to understand the things that we can do more of, the things we need to do differently, and the things that we need to improve.
And this is part of the council's work to develop the dementia strategy, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. Our previous strategy ran out around a year ago, and we know that people's expectations of health and social care in general are changing, and dementia is a huge growing area. The numbers of people with dementia, I think, are set to double in the county by 2030. So for us, the strategy is about trying to make sure that we've got the right services in the right places. And I think recognising as well that as a county, we can do so much, but we need to work with the voluntary sector. We need to work with communities and we need to work with carers to make sure that we're delivering what we need to in the right places in the right ways.
So tell me more about what's done in the county, how people with dementia are supported.
Our main services that we provide are through two organisations that we work very closely with, who are Dementia Forward and Making Space. They offer peer support for people, they offer telephone counselling, they offer drop-in groups and places where people can come together, but also advice lines where people can call up and get the advice and support that they need. We're really lucky, we work very closely with the Alzheimer's Society as well, who are obviously a national organisation. But I think one thing I've discovered from doing this work really is that every group I go to, every person I talk to, I discover a new organisation or a new group who are trying to support people with dementia in local communities. We do so much on a statutory level, but the communities supporting themselves really are doing amazing amounts of work. And what we're trying to do is work out where that's happening and how we can support that without trying to squash it too much by trying to impose too much of a structure on that. You know, we want communities to try and support people wherever they can. So that's been a really exciting part of this work, really, uncovering all of that sort of thing.
Why is that so important? Why is that sort of emphasis on community and, you know, the communities, but why is that so important when it comes to something like dementia?
I think it's when you get with dementia, you know, people, especially in a lot of our communities, you know, our more rural communities, people have lived there for a long time and people don't want to, you know, they don't want to move from the village they've always lived in into the middle of town, whether that could be in sort of residential care or an extra care facility. People want to be able to live in the communities they've always lived in. And that's facilitated not really by big organisations like us, although, you know, we can help and we can support people, but it's actually by creating a community around that person and supporting that community, really, to understand what dementia is all about, to understand the little things that can help people living with dementia stay in the communities that they've always lived in. And that's better for the community because we don't want to move people out, and it's better for the person because, you know, they're in an environment that they know, they're surrounded by the people they've known all their lives and that they care about and that can support them. So it's a win all round for everybody, really, the longer that we can support people to live in their own communities.
Yeah, and I guess tied in with that is important for you to raise awareness and almost sort of break down that taboo, would you say, because there is certainly still a taboo around mental health, isn't there? So it's, you know, a big part of this for you is all about raising awareness, would you say?
Absolutely. I think that's a really key thing from the engagement work we've done so far around our consultation. It's that sort of stigma around dementia. And I think it's not as bad as it was, but in some places it definitely does still exist. There's a fear around dementia, a lack of understanding around dementia.
Yeah. And so if people hear this and they want to find out more, perhaps they have a family member who has dementia, or they just want to help out more in the community, or they have some questions, or they want to, you know, get involved in your strategy, how can they find out more? Is part of your website they can go to? What should they do?
Yeah, the North Yorkshire website's there. It's northyorks.gov.uk/dementia, and there's some information on there. If people wanted support, you know, whether it's themselves or a member of the family or somebody they know, Dementia Forward and Making Space both have websites that people can visit with lots of information. The Alzheimer's Society has got a huge repository of information as well that people can access, and there's resources there and information and links onto other places. If people want to get involved in the strategy, we're still gathering views. We're really keen to get as many people's stories as we can, good and bad. You know, a lot of people have got really positive stories, but you know, we know that a lot of people don't get the support they need still. And you can email things like that to dementia@northyorks.gov.uk. And after this big event, we're planning on a series of sort of smaller roadshow events around the county and all the districts to try and talk to more people and gather more of that insight. So if people want to email contact details to that email address as well, we can make sure they'd be included in any future events that we're going to run.